Hey guys, it's me, Gino J, and I'm posting this as an audio file anyway for you guys to listen to because, those of you that don't know me, I use a Marshall MLX Studio 1 microphone, and I got it maybe 4 years ago on Amazon, and this past year, I was, you know, getting really into my audio classes, and I'm like thinking to myself, I really need to get something that would make me not feel like a complete ass when I show people my mic and whatnot. So I actually really do like the microphone. There's been some negative and positive reviews on the Marshall MLX Studio One microphone, and overall, I mean, if you know how to adjust your audio settings, it really isn't that bad. But I'm posting this because I wanted to come in here and tell you guys that I got a new shock mount for my microphone. And those of you that know, I used to use tape, and I had it taped to a boom stand. And because this is a side-addressed microphone, it now actually is being used legitimately, and I can use the shock mount to adjust it because it actually has a 180-degree swivel on it. But what's even nice is it actually came with a windscreen as well. I mean, it's a little cheap windscreen, but it's metal. So, you know, just be careful when you touch the sides because it can probably cut you, I guess. It's especially towards the bottom. It's a little sharp at the bottom, but it's not really that bad. I mean, it's not like I'm planning on rubbing my fingers up against this. It's really going to be pretty much loaded with spit, you know, so I don't know. But it's the boom stand. Then, of course, I also have the windscreen that I originally got my mic, and that's still here, this thing right here. And that fits inside the mic. So now I actually have two forms of protection for the mic. And again, like I said, it really works. I really like it because it actually, I feel better about it. You know, I feel like I'm actually using a real legitimate studio microphone now. And of course, I got a brand new stand because my stand was falling apart. I don't like about this stand is that it's not as long as my other one, so which kind of is like, okay, well, I can do without it because, I mean, seriously, I'm just really primarily using this to record with my shows and whatnot, so it really doesn't need anything super long arm or anything, but let me know what you guys think and tell me how I sound and whatnot. I really shouldn't sound much different, but I'm hoping that the shock mount does absorb some of the audio anyway. At least the white noise that you get when I'm doing my shows. And we'll find out tomorrow anyway when I do the rock and pop party. So anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.